Well, it's been described as the largest native title settlement in Australian history. The deal covers 200,000 square kilometres of land in Western Australia, stretching from Durian Bay to Ravensthorpe and taking in the city of Perth. This settlement between the Western Australian government and the local Noongar people has not been without controversy, with some traditional owners accusing others of selling their heritage for cash. Claire Nichols reports.
The WA Premier Colin Barnett signed the $1.3 billion deal yesterday afternoon, vowing that it would bring cash, land, housing and other benefits to the Noongar people.
This will be the largest settlement of native title in Australian history, both in the past and into the future. The settlement covers over 200,000 square kilometres of the southwest of Western Australia. The total payments to Aboriginal people in terms of cash and land and other benefits is something like $1.3 billion over a 12-year period. The number of people, over 30,000 Noongar people involved in this process. What I think is particularly significant is through a series of meetings of the six claimant groups, people voted to endorse this settlement. So this has been mutually agreed, a long process, 5 years, but I think a great result for Western Australia, for the Noongar people and indeed the wider community.
The negotiations started back in 2009 and involved six different claimant groups. Earlier this year, about 12,000 Noongar people voted on whether or not to accept the deal, with all six claimant groups recording a majority vote in favour of the settlement. As well as the benefits and title over 320,000 hectares of land, the deal also includes the formal recognition of Noongar people as the traditional owners of Noongar country. Wayne Nanup is the acting CEO of the Southwest Aboriginal Land and Sea Council, the native title representative body of the Noongar people. He says there was no point continuing the native title fight through the courts.
When you look at what native title is available over the southwest, most of it's been extinguished. If we sought a determination in the courts, there'd be certainly some inequities there. We saw this process of an out-of-court settlement as such, or an alternative settlement, as a way to produce some real outcomes for Noongars.
There's been talk before from the Southwest Aboriginal Land and Sea Council about this money having the potential to transform the Noongar community into a major economic force. How do you see that happening?
Oh, there's definitely potential, but essentially in the beginning, this agreement is based on reconnection of country, culture, language, also land management. So really the foundations of this agreement are laid there, and then there certainly will be in time opportunities for Noongars around business and employment, but it's going to take time. But it's important that Noongars set these foundations right, and then in time, some of those aspirations or big aspirations about, you know, becoming competitive in industry around land and those opportunities, they'll certainly be taken up.
But the deal has not been welcomed by all Noongar people. Indeed, over the years of negotiations, it has sparked bitter protests. In 2012, protesters set up a tent embassy on Perth's Harrison Island. Noongar elder Ben Taylor was part of that protest. He says the negotiations have torn families apart.
This native titleless deal, what he's done is turned Aboriginal people. A lot of my nephews and nieces don't speak to me, because they're taken in by all this million-dollar characters dangled before them. That's all they could see.
There was, though, a majority that voted for this deal. I mean, how do you reflect on that? Do you accept that?
Well, they were tricked into it. They the ones that were there, ones who voted, there was a lot of people that couldn't get there.
With the settlement now signed, it will be presented to the Native Title Tribunal, which will consider any objections to the deal. But the Premier is convinced that process will run smoothly and the settlement will come into practical effect next year. For Wayne Nanup at the Southwest Aboriginal Land and Sea Council, the real work starts now.
It's not going to be easy, because essentially you have six corporations and a central service corporation. Central service corporations will support those regional corporations with services in the beginnings. But essentially, if Noongars are signing up for the Indigenous Land Use Agreement then they actually sign it, they're taking responsibility. So the responsibility shifts to community. So Noongars have to take responsibility of this and to drive it.
And do you think the community will embrace that opportunity?
Yeah, I'm fairly confident they will. There's a significant change in a mindset and a culture, how we think. There's big changes coming for Noongars. And that's really, that relies in, it's always been difficult for us as Aboriginal people because we're always thinking about today. The thinking around this document, the opportunities, we might not see them or they might not be realised for another 10 or 20 or 30 years, but that's really forward thinking. And it's really, it's difficult for us as communities to think like that. But essentially, it's important, and it's an important cultural mind shift around how we think.
Wayne Nunup from the Southwest Aboriginal Land and Sea Council, ending that report from Claire Nichols.